104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 810, up to 87 today. And Psychic Tiff is on the phone. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning. It's going to be 87.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It was nice and cool yesterday, a little hot today, and then super cool tomorrow.
That's bananas. I think we're supposed to hit like a high of like 72.
I wore a sweater today, too, because it was so chilly this morning.
Yeah, it's still only 51, yeah. But we're supposed to get up to 87, I guess. I don't know.
Well, crossing fingers and toes for you guys. Just
yeah.
Rub it in.
Yeah. Okay, so I got a little news for you, Tiff.
What?
Baby number 3 is on the way.
Sorry, dolphins in the Atlantic are like perking up their heads going, what the hell was that?
Now don't. keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Is what I'm asking. Because
they don't want to find out.
You were right last time with Rockley, and the guy from the Ghost Whisperer was right with Jackie, so we don't even want a psychic to tell us this time. We're pretty sure you'd be right. Yeah.
I think that's great. Don't screw up it. No.
And we have a boy and a girl, so there's not really any reason to find out other than to drive Mel crazy.
Yeah, because it will drive me crazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? If it makes you feel better, Mel, when my brother was, his wife was pregnant with the second one, they didn't want to know either, and it drove me absolutely bonkers.
That would. I don't know why, but I like to know. I think
you have to know
because I want
to
shop. You're and I'm nosy.
Sure.
I'm nosy. I said it.
No, that's exactly why I wanted to know, and I got so sick of yellow. Okay, and that's what the yellow.
Right.
Right.
So that's what color our nursery is yellow.
I don't care.
All right. Well, let's take some calls here. If you have a question for Tiff this morning, make it to the point and call 361-5557. Teresa is on the phone. Are you there, Teresa?
Yes.
Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiff. It's Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
And I was just wondering, I have 4 wonderful, beautiful little girls.
Right.
And my husband is begging me for another baby, and I was just wondering if you can see a little boy in my future.
Wow, that's usually the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny, because before you even, and hand to God, I'm not even kidding, before you even finished that sentence, your guys were shooting at me, and they're telling me if she wants to have another child, it's going to be a boy.
Ooh.
Oh, that's why he wants another one. He wants a boy.
He needs a boy. He's got 4 girls.
Yeah. Just like my high school football coach.
I've definitely been, contemplating it because, he is such a wonderful father. He is just amazing. I couldn't have asked for, a better father for my kids. So now that
That's
you
awesome.
Say that, I'm really contemplating.
Should I sway you in the favor of? Well, yeah. I don't know what to tell you, sweetie. This is where free will jumps in. You can do whatever you want, but know that that's where it's going to lead.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's very good to know.
Thank you for the call, Teresa.
Awesome. Is there any kind of time frame?
That's
up to you.
As I say many, many times, that will be up to you and your headaches and or tequila. So, when you choose to make that happen, that'll happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's grab one more here. Misty's on the phone. Are you there, Misty?
I am.
Misty, Tiff is on the line. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good. What's up?
I'm wondering if you see my husband and myself being homeowners within the next 3 years.
Oh, within the next 3 years? Yes, yes, yes. I would, and it's fun. Gosh, I don't know if I'm just like massively dialed in this morning, but August of next year.
August of next year?
Mm.
So I
wow.
Think it's going to
less than a year.
Like much sooner than you think, love.
It's fun moving in
wow.
August.
That is fantastic news. Thank you very
August
much.
August is better
You're
than December.
So
it is.
Congratulations. Have a big house party and think open bar.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Misty.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And if it's open bar, invite us.
Yeah. I'll carry a box for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best time of year to move. Like, we bought our house in March. It was perfect. It was like in the 50s. It wasn't super hot.
Depends.
It was cool.
South Dakota.
I'm so with Mel on this one. March can go either way.
It could go either way. You're probably a little safer in late April.
Yeah.
Early May.
That's probably the best.
But
October?
It was October is another good month. Mm-hmm.
Well, like that's not always true. I moved into my house in October and it was freezing.
No.
But the odds of it being October are not good.
Beginning October.
I mean, when I moved out of college my freshman year, it was snowing in Spearfish. So.
That's it. And we all know how much you like Spearfish.
I love Spearfish. It's Rapid that I hate.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, yeah. Rapid City.
Spearfish is the prettiest town on the planet. Okay.
I am mistaken, misspoken.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate the postcard out my window when I lived there, but it's awesome in Spearfish. Rapid is the toilet.
Big difference. Sorry.
If you have a question for Tiff this morning, give us a shout. 361-5557. Andy and Mel brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 828. We got Psychic Tiff on the phone. Let's get to some more calls here. 361-5557 is the number, and Karen is on the phone. How are you, Karen?
Great.
So, Tiff is on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiff.
Hello, how are you?
Great. I have a question. I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to get a job soon if my finances are going to look a little bit better.
Okay, what's soon to you?
Like 2 months.
Okay, no, and that's great. Some people would say 2 weeks or 2 days, and so it's all relative. Do I think you're going to get a job? And we're in September, yes, because I'm hearing you'll have a job by the end of November. So the answer is yes, my love. And as far as your finances turning around, I mean, that kind of goes part and parcel with getting a job. There is an income coming in, so that definitely helps the financial stuff.
So November.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing, like, you employed by the end of November. They're not saying exactly when it happens because the bottom line is you probably can pick your start date, and it's going to be a little bit up to the employer as well. So free will. But it's you'll be employed within 2 months.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's see, Janet is on the phone. How are you, Janet?
Fine, thank you.
Do you have a question for Tiff? She's on the line.
I do.
All right, go ahead.
What's up, Janet?
Hi, Tiff. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks.
I want to know, I'm in a relationship with a gentleman, and I love him to death. Yeah. And I want to know if we're going to be something in the future.
If you're going to be what in the future?
I want to know if we're going to be a couple in the future.
Well, aren't you a couple already?
Well, we are, but, you know, I want to know if we're going to be together.
Like married?
So forever and ever.
Yeah.
And amen.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh, heck, neither one of you are going anywhere. Both of you are, okay, this is just so darn cute, I can't even stand it. But when I tap into him, he's about as, like, happy as he could be. And so, I mean, I would say this, he is as happy in the relationship as you are happy in the relationship, so that bodes really, really well. So I don't see either one of you going anywhere. I think this is a long-term thing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for the call, Janet.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Janet.
All right, Tiff, well, thanks for calling in again.
Well, thanks for having me.
And psychictiff.com, you can schedule a private reading with Tiff if you so desire. Links to all kinds of stuff like her books and that Mel still hasn't finished reading.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. You were right on that.
Yeah.
I have one chapter left in my new one. So I just say you just wait it out until the next one comes, you know, and then like go crazy.
Then you won't give yourself such a long cliffhanger.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
You won't have to wait six months like I did for The Walking Dead.
It's nice with her books, though, is, you know, like the chapters, you can kind of just read a chapter that kind of pertains to you at that moment.
I write that way on purpose.
So it's more of a reference manual than
almost.
A start-to-finish book?
I think so.
There is a great comedian, and his name was Louis Grizzard, and he just wrote stories. And so you could pick up the book, and 10 years later, you know, you could pick it back up again, and you didn't lose a darn thing. And I love to read that way, so that's how I write. So you're not going to, if you put it down and come back to it in a few months, it's not a big deal.
And that's why it's okay for me to do it the way that I've been doing it. Because that's what it is. I'll read a chapter, and then I'll do something, and then I read a chapter, and that's what I was doing on vacation, so.
Well, I'm not writing fiction where there's a cliffhanger.
No, I know, that was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
But it's really I love it that way because I can go to it if I need to in certain references. So.
Aww,
well, thanks again, Tiff. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks. All right.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.
Bye.
Bye.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
All my friends are posting intense political rants on Facebook, and I'm just over here like, hey, I made pancakes.
It's 832, Hot 104.7.
No haggling, no half.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
This week's new movies, Bradley Cooper's going to be in The Words, and Bruce Willis' spy thriller called The Cold Light of Day, which stars your new Superman, Henry Cavill, in that. Kristen Dunst is going to be in The Bachelorette, but that's a limited release, so that kind of sucks. Green Day's singer, Billy Joe Armstrong, is apparently healthy enough to perform at the MTV Video Music Awards, and the MTV Video Music Awards will feature the world's first double-decker red carpet.
Double-decker red carpet.
Yeah. The Republican convention won the cable ratings last week. The first night was seen by 22.3 million people all across all networks, while the first night of Democratic National Convention was watched by 26.2 million.
How many people watched the football game? Do you have that?
I do not have that at the moment. I could look up later and see if I can get that information.
I'm curious to see what won.
And a video of Puddle of Mudd singers Wes Scantlin's airplane arrest has hit the internet. So is his mugshot. We've got it at hot1047.com, so check it out. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
There's another story up on our website about Taylor Swift and her song, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Yes.
Which is the most annoying song title I've ever had to type into her computer system.
That is annoying, but I do like this song.
Well... there's a story about, is it perhaps about Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh.
You know, the guy that used to be on The Bachelor?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Come on, that joke is so old.
It's like 2 years old.
Yeah, nobody...
If you're unfamiliar with it...
If you're new listening, you'll have no idea what we're talking about.
Was it the first year you were on the show?
Yes.
Mel was confused about who Jake Gyllenhaal was.
I was.
And she thought he was the Jake on The Bachelor.
I screwed it up.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No, he was the Jake that was on Brokeback Mountain.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I know now.
Okay.
I wish you would stop doing that.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I had a girl who looked... Oh, I do have a girl who looks good. Never mind. Anyway. So we...
I like that song.
I do too. Speaking of songs, another perfect segue. The other day we got a call from, I think it was Rob. We think it was.
Yeah.
And he, for some reason, it was very random.
Which I love random.
It made sense to me, but it was still very, very random. He called even before we went on the air. It was about 5:55 or so.
And we normally don't answer the phone then.
Normally, because I don't even notice it ringing until then. Well, it doesn't actually ring. A light blinks. But he wanted to hear that morning, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, just to kind of pump him up, get him going, wake him up. It's a good song for that. And so we did, and then this morning I just decided, you know what, I'm kind of in the mood for that again. So we started the show with it again. Not the whole thing, just the intro.
Which is awesome.
But like, song intros are so... they can be awesome. Some are just the beginning of a song. Others are intros. You know what I mean? Because that song has an intro.
I did put together a list, and it's on our website at hot1047.com.
What did you put on the list?
Of some of the ones that we like. You might not agree with all of them, but I wrote the blog, so I get to put the songs I like.
Okay. So roll that up in your hat and smoke it.
Yeah. Of course, Eye of the Tiger, Survivor, Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Beat It, Michael Jackson, but you disagreed with me.
I like the Fall Out Boy version better as far as a pump you up intro goes.
See, not me. Enter Sandman, Metallica. Another One Bites the Dust, Queen. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. My daughter would be proud. Back in Black, AC/DC, Kid Rock's. I can never remember how to say.
Ba wa ta ba.
Yeah, it's so weird.
The bang, the bang, diggy, diggy. Boogie,
when you're
the boogie, set up,
it,
jump the boogie.
You just pretty much say, ba, 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 you know.
I was so hammered rocking out to that song at the concert, like, oh, what was that, 6 years ago he
when
was
I,
here?
When I fell down the steps and ended up in the emergency room.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC. That's what I've got so far. But I'm asking for suggestions as well of what people think that we should use for our pump up songs.
There's another one.
That's what I put on there so far.
But I only like two of those.
Well, it's not your list. It's my list as well. I wrote the
blog. The one with the buttons over here who starts the show.
You're so mean, and that is so unfair that I don't get to have a say at all in our pump up song.
Here's one I like. Yeah. Come on. Biggie. Now, everyone's going to get mad at me because I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm sorry, but.
Tease. You're a tease.
Okay. Sorry. We're just talking about intros to songs.
What else
though,
you
right?
got? What else you got? What about Jump Around?
Jump Around. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, I'm not. Okay. The intro, that is great.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
My chair is bouncy.
Yeah, that is a good one. I like that one for an intro to kick off.
That's
the
a
show.
Good one. That's a good one.
There's another one that I am going to have to find. I know we don't have it in our computer anywhere. It is a great song, though. It's called Tessie. You ever heard that?
I don't know.
It's by Dropkick Murphys.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking, like, half of these songs you guys don't even play. Yeah, I know. We're just going after songs with great intros.
We just want the intro.
Yeah. If it was, and part of it is, part of the fun is that it isn't something that we play.
Right.
You know.
But there's songs that you or us might enjoy.
Because, like, this is a good one for Pump You Up, Get It Going. But how many times have we beat this song to death?
A good PMA song.
Yeah. PMA?
Positive Mental Attitude.
Oh, my God. All right.
I got a feeling.
The text message I got earlier that I couldn't talk about.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about it now because I'm going to post it on the website. It was a picture message sent from Menards this past weekend. Or sent from someone who is at Menards this past weekend. I don't know if they worked there or if they were just there. But the picture. You know how they have those cart park things for the shopping carts?
Sure. I've seen somebody do that at Hy-Vee too.
And they parked. Well, they didn't just park in front of the cart park. They parked in the cart park.
Well, maybe it was raining.
Or maybe this is why they did it.
Oh, the license plate says Iowa.
It's photographic evidence. We're going to post it at Hot 104.7.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:56 up to 87 today. Nice one out there. 56 right now. A little warm this afternoon. I mowed my lawn for the first time in a month yesterday. It was so weird because, like, part of it was super crazy long.
Yeah.
The part of my yard that gets shade from the house most of the day, like close to the house on the north side.
It wasn't burnt?
No, it was thick and tall and green. I mean, some of it was probably close to 8 inches long.
Yeah.
And then 10 feet away in the same section of yard where the sun does get over the house most of the day. Some of it was green.
Really?
Some of it was.
I actually, after we had
some
of
my yard
kind of
looks like a balding guy in his 50s where he's still got the hair around the sides.
Yes.
What do they call that? Someone told us what the name of that was, and I can't think of what it was.
What is that called?
Where they just have the hair around the sides and the back.
And then it's, goodness.
If you know what that is, text it to us. So
I can't,
we know
I
what
can't
it
remember. Because we're not dealing with any of that, so I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
What is that called? That's annoying.
AM at hot1047.com. Email
partially
or text
bald.
It there.
Partially bald gentleman.
There was a name.
I know,
and
but
it was
I can't remember.
It was clever and kind of funny, too. I cannot remember what it is, but anyway. Okay, so where's the story I was going to do?
Dude, I don't know.
Here it is.
Okay, drink.
Drink. Now, we've heard of the stories in the past where you post... people have posted something on Facebook to call 911. Someone's breaking in or whatever.
Yes.
Well, would you actually expect people to call 911 if you did that?
If I was seriously doing that, putting that out there, yeah.
I'm way too sarcastic on Facebook. I don't think anybody would.
Maybe not for you, but I think they would if
they
I
would
put
for
on there.
You probably. If you did post one of these messages, would it work? Red Cross survey, 76% of people said yes, they expect their friends would call 911 or find a way to help within 3 hours or less.
Hmm.
Now,
you'd have to Facebook, though, where you're at.
Well, yeah, obviously. Well, some people do that all the time anyway.
Right.
Or they foursquare it.
Check
hey,
in.
Hey, just
I'm
checked
being...
in at home all alone.
Check in. I'm kidnapped.
Or just checked in Boston. Yep, I'm not home. Come rob my house.
I didn't do... Well, did I check in? Well, I was trying to not to be incognito when I went to Kansas City because I didn't want Mike or Lindsay or Tara to know that I was there.
Right.
So I took off the GPS thing on mine. So when I made a status update, it didn't say.
So it didn't say you were in St. Joseph,
right.
Missouri?
Yeah.
On your way down?
Or Kansas City or wherever it might be.
I shut that off most of the time anyway because it sucks the battery dry and I don't want everybody to know where I am or have the little tag in my photos. That, mm-hmm. Oh, look, he was in his living room and they put an exact location of where I was in my house.
Obviously, though, when I post a picture of the Royals and the Twins playing.
That pretty much gave it away, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's okay.
All right. We got music coming up. Lots of it. We will get to fun. We've gotten some emails this morning. Something went wonky with the website and entering to go to Fun in Chicago. The web guys are working on it. Which,
oh, okay.
I'm not the web guy anymore, thank God.
Yay!
We hired a guy to take care of it, and I don't have to do it anymore. And it's
yay.
Awesome! So
much nicer having you not be so stressful.
Well, I know. working on that, but check back later on this afternoon. Should be fixed by then to go see Fun in Chicago.
Friar Tuck?
No, that's not. That's where they just shave the middle, and there's still hair in the front. No, it was
are
no.
you sure?
Yeah, that wasn't it.
I think that might be it.
If someone sent it, I would know what
Nicole
it was when I saw it.
Nicole just tweeted me that, and I think that is...
Cul-de-sac, that's what it was.
Oh, cul-de-sac.
Thank you, 1375. That's what it was.
Okay.
Another one, too, that sent that in. All right. So, we've got fun and latest from Justin Bieber next. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.